Hey guys, Coach Christy here. As is my habit, just have some thoughts rolling around in my brain, and it helps me when I try to share them with you. So last weekend, a little over a week ago, a friend of mine was tragically and suddenly killed in a car accident. And she was a fellow Pirelli professional, a fellow horse lover. She was a mother and a wife and a very good friend. She was full of love and joy and passion and just a lovely human being. And it has been a rough week, needless to say. Things like this often cause me to become extremely introspective and you know, like any other human being can put me in a contemplative and moderately dark place for a little while. And I don't necessarily think that that is a bad thing. I think that being introspective is necessary and good. I think that in order to better appreciate the light, we have to experience the dark. You cannot see a candle as well as you can when you turn out the light, right? Diamonds are formed under extreme pressure. And in order to promote new behavior, what we're currently doing has to stop working for us. So in order for me to handle or get okay with, you know, events like this in my life, whether it's the passing of a good friend or, you know, more on a more personal note, like Satori's injury and losing, you know, like my most favorite horse of my life as a riding partner. I'm glad that her heart is still beating, but the chances of me ever getting to ride her again are very, very slim. You know, anytime there's loss or grief or strife in our life, I think that a healthy way to go about processing those events is first to acknowledge them and not pretend that that didn't happen, right? It was painful. It is painful to lose my friend Maggie. And it is painful for me when I think about not getting to ride Satori ever again. They're all, you know, pain is inevitable, guys. Growth is optional. And in order for there to be growth, we have to find ways to think about these events in our lives in a, you know, sort of philosophical way. And listen, I'm not telling you, here's a new Christyism for you. It's kind of silly and it'll help me not start bawling. I'm not telling you to put a bow on a turd. I don't know where I came up with that one. But I said it in a clinic not long ago and it's going to stick. I'm going to use that one a lot. So, you know, what I mean by that is I'm not telling you to pretend something's good that's not, or, you know, say everything is okay when it's not. Honestly, I think it's okay for it to not be okay right now. And, you know, that's kind of where I'm at with the passing of my friend Maggie. Like, it's not okay. She was young. She has a young son, a loving husband. She had a good life. It's not fair. You know, she was a good person. She contributed to the collective humanity in a positive way. Her being a part of this world made the world a better place. And now she's gone for no good reason other than a terrible, tragic accident. So it's hard to find the philosophy behind it. And sometimes it causes things like this cause me to be a little prone to getting drawn into a nihilistic kind of mindset. Like, what's the point, right? That's what nihilism is. It's like, none of it matters anyway, so why bother? And the, uncomfortable truth of the matter is that we're all going to die someday. Everyone you know and love is going to die. You are going to die. And what you did with the years you had on this planet are on the grant in the you know, cosmic scheme of things, pretty inconsequential. And for some folks that pushes them towards nihilism. And I, in a innate way that is who I would be naturally. I don't know if that's genetics or conditioning or what it is, but that is where my brain wants to go towards. Is like, well, what's the point? Why bother? Why do I put so much effort in the things that I do? Why do I care if my room is clean or my horses are, well, I care about the horses because those are living beings, but, you know, more on a sort of logistics kind of basis, you know, why bother, you know, getting, you know, taking a shower and getting dressed and, you know, putting effort into things. And it makes me think of a story where I had a student recently, a horsemanship, a Pirelli student, ask me recently if I thought that if my horse is throwing a fit and I think I might get bucked off and I manage to get down, that I manage to get off by my own choosing rather than my horse ejecting me, that in that moment, am I releasing on a brace? And my response to her was, it came from someplace other than me. I was surprised by it myself at like how good it was. But my response was, sure, you probably are, but what's the alternative, right? The alternative is you're likely to get your ass bucked off. And for me, that's not going to, you know, have a good outcome. I'm going to likely get hurt. I'm just, as of this moment, I do not have a friendly relationship with gravity. Gravity has a tendency to not be my friend. And whenever possible, if I am in a situation where I'm on a horse and I can get down of my own choosing and my brain says I want down, I'm going to get down because, yes, in that moment, I might be giving my horse relief for bad behavior and therefore encouraging that behavior. But the alternative is I get bucked off and I get hurt and I can't do anything one way or the other, right? And so I know it sounds like it's not on the same scale of understanding or importance, but when it comes to trying to process my friend's death, I think that it is important for us to recognize that on a cosmic level, what you do in the speck of time that you have on this planet doesn't have a lot of, you know, huge impact one way or the other, good or bad. And so if it doesn't matter one way or the other, why not then try to make it good, right? Because then it really just comes down to your choosing. It's our choice. It's a choice we make on a daily basis. And sometimes making the choice to get up and get going, to, you know, practice good hygiene, to get dressed and take some pride in my appearance, to make the bed, to do the dishes, to, you know, do all of those mundane things that make life a little bit more pleasant or productive. It does on a global scale. It doesn't mean anything to anybody, but maybe to me. But isn't that the point, guys? Right? Isn't that the point? Is that I can choose, and at any moment, any and all of it could be taken away from me. And what I want to, how I'm going to process this event with Meggie is I am going to make a choice to be as productive as I can with my life, because the alternative is that nothing matters, so I'm not going to do anything productive, and I've wasted my time here. Not for anybody else, but for me. It's my experience, and I want to have more to it than sloth and laziness and nihilism. So, are there days that I'm going to find that difficult? Heck yeah, today's one of those days. It's windy out. It's starting to get cold. There's supposed to be snow coming in tonight. And what I want to do more than anything is stay in my PJs all day, wrap up in a blanket, feel sorry for myself, and be sad about the passing of my friend. So for today, I'm going to muscle through. I'm going to put my boots on. As soon as I'm done recording this podcast, I'm going to put my boots on. I'm going to go outside And I'm for sure going to ride Maxie today. We'll see whether or not I can ride Vanna. Yesterday, she was feeling a little snorty. And I'm the only one here right now, so I don't like to get on, horses like that when nobody's around. And, I'm going to make something of this day. Not because it matters to anyone other than the horses that I might get to play with, but it matters to me. And I think that if each of us could take responsibility for that for ourselves, we'd do a whole heck of a lot better supporting each other in finding the joy and finding the meaning and finding the gratitude and finding the purpose, which sometimes is hard to get to. I know what my purpose is. Without a doubt, my purpose on this planet is to learn as much as I can about horses and horse behavior so that every horse that I come in contact with has a better life because they met me. And then the secondary part of that is then to share that knowledge with as many people as I possibly can in order to make the world a better place for horses and for the horse people who love them, right? So that's my purpose, but some days, guys, it just feels frivolous. It feels unimportant. It feels silly and not worthwhile when it's compared to things like, you know, what you might see on the news or read in the papers or see online. And it seems really unimportant on days when you're grieving the passing of a friend. But Maggie had lots of similarities to me in her personality. We're both very strong-willed and independent kind of women with almost a little bit of a masculine vibration to us. Both of us very much feminine women, but have a sort of leader type quality that's often perceived as masculine. Often both of us, we've had long conversations about being misperceived as being bitchy, in moments that we weren't trying to be, right? Where it's just our thinking face, or, you know, we both have that condition, RBF, right? Resting bitch face, right, guys? Being misperceived in the world as someone who's unhappy or grumpy is not at all what we had in mind. But as a woman who was strong and motivated and reliant and just amazing in so many ways, I know she wouldn't want us to have her death be the reason that we don't progress, that we don't make the most of every day. And her death is just a reminder to me of that uncomfortable truth, and that is, I'm going to die someday too. And between now and then, I think that I will make it a priority to learn as much as I possibly can, to practice gratitude, even in the moments when it's hard, to understand that self-discipline is going to be part of the journey. And even on the days I don't feel like it, I got to find the will to do at least a little bit. And today's one of those days, guys. So the point of all of it is that no matter what's going on in your life, there's always time. There's always a way to make progress towards your goals, even if it's just a little bit, right? Find 10 or 15 minutes today to write them down or do a little research about what you want to achieve. Ask someone who's achieved the things that you're looking to achieve. There's always something you can do today, regardless of circumstances, whether it's, you know, processing a difficult event in your life or the weather or the space you have available to you. No matter what, there's always something you can do. So I'm going to go get to doing my something. Sorry, it's kind of not as an organized thoughts sort of podcast this time, but hopefully you got something out of it, guys. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to my podcast. If you're enjoying it, I sure would consider it a close personal favor if you would share it with as many people as possible. take the link to the whatever platform you're listening to it on and share it across all your social media platforms. Tell your friends about it. I would love to continue to grow my audience. I really appreciate you being here and listening to my thoughts. It helps me as much as it does you. And I'll talk to you again when I have something more to say. Thanks, guys. Bye.